Monday morning, May 17th, 1982. The present tape will be entitled Further Reflections Upon Death. This morning, after listening to the news on television, as normal, I had planned to come into my office and continue with the tapes which I propose to offer next convention, namely in August. But I found my thoughts were moving in a different direction. In fact, in the direction of death and its meaning. And so instead of continuing with my first purpose, I decided to offer these thoughts that may be coming into my mind. First of all, when I ask myself, do I expect to go through the experience which men call death? And study my answer. This is the consequence to which I arrive. Insofar as it is a matter of a scientific-like study, I have observed the fact that I have never seen or heard of an exception to the rule that a living creature of flesh and bone goes through the experience of being born and then after a shorter or longer time passes through the experience of ceasing to be animate, attaining the state in which this body that had been apparent before us is no longer active, no longer responsive, shows none of the phenomena connected with the living process, and we call it dead. As I am a creature of flesh, bone, blood, and the other elements or features that make up an organism, as a philosopher and as a scientist, I expect this body to behave in the same way that other bodies that I have observed have so behaved. Therefore, in that sense, I expect the event of death to transpire with respect to myself. But as I look in to something in myself that seems to be more primitive, more fundamental than the acquired scientific point of view, I cannot say that I ever expect to die. There seems to be in my consciousness something like a contradiction. For the most part, I think in the acquired way of my scientific and philosophic studies. But I'm asking now a question about this something other that seems more primitive, even more primary, perhaps more natural. And taking that perspective, I cannot say that I am able to imagine death. There is nothing but the sense of continuation, not a sense of termination. Now, I have no doubt that there will come a time when perhaps a doctor, a nurse, or some other person closer to me will find this body in a state in which it is no longer breathing, that the heart will not be beating, and that all the signs of life will be negative. I fully expect that to happen someday. But there remains the question. In a deep sense, will I, as this natural entity, ever experience death? I read a great deal over and over again the material in the Tibetan Book of the Dead, the material on this subject in the Mahatma letters, and also that which has been offered by Moody in connection with persons who have been briefly, clinically dead, but who have been brought back to life again. I know of this phenomenological aspect, but does my subjective consciousness accept death as a fact? And as I study it at this moment, it does not seem to do so. There is rather the feeling that there is no such thing as termination. Now, what are the possible implications here? One thing that seems to come out clearly is to consider as an objective event. The kind of event that the scientist studies. Birth is a fact and death is a fact. A body becomes animate as a newborn child, and a body becomes inanimate in advanced old age. Those are facts of our experience, our most systematic kind of experience. But there is this subjective feeling that finds no death anywhere. And I'm directing some thought to it at this time. Just yesterday, I returned to my home from the hospital, where I had been for 3 or 4 days. So that the doctor could deal with a problem produced by an oversupply of sodium in the organism. Its behavior had become erratic. I had difficulty sleeping after 1 o'clock in the morning, along with other features. And he suggested my entrance into the hospital, where they fed me with low-sodium food. Not attractive, of course, as to flavor. Last night, after having been in the hospital, I did not awaken this morning until after 5 o'clock standard time. I barely had time to complete dressing operations and the starting of the generator before the morning news was due, to which I listened. Never in that period did I feel the least sense of anything connected with termination. The feeling was, of course, I shall continue. I don't feel death in the offing. Now, as to the matter of loss of consciousness when going to sleep, that is an inference from the perspective of the observer outside. Subjectively speaking, I am not aware of ever having lost consciousness. I have been aware of change in content of consciousness, to be sure, but not aware of a ceasing of consciousness. And so it brings up the question, does consciousness ever cease? The insight that came to me back in the days of the breakthrough in 1930s. Five found no unconsciousness anywhere. Change of state of consciousness, yes. Change of form of consciousness, yes. But a state of non-consciousness, I have not succeeded in finding. And there are theoretical reasons for saying that nobody could possibly experience non-consciousness. For the experiencing of non-consciousness is a contradiction in terms. The word experience itself implies as prerequisite consciousness that there is break in continuity of consciousness. I have experienced, there is no doubt as to that. Continuity of content, I mean. But I cannot say that I have ever known a state of non-consciousness. Therefore, I think the approach that is so often employed by philosophic thinkers today, in which they ask, how is consciousness possible? They are approaching it in the wrong way. They are assuming that non-consciousness is the normal condition, and that consciousness has to be explained. And thus, I would say, they have the cart before the horse. Consciousness is our most primary fact. Differences as to kind of consciousness no doubt exist. That is a matter of empiric determination. But that there is such a condition as that of a total non-consciousness is only a speculative assertion and not a fact of experience. Now, as to the question of life and death, the essential element is, what is the relation between consciousness and non-consciousness? If there's consciousness, life in some sense may be assumed. Or will we put it this way? Are we biune entities evolving on one side in terms of a principle which we call life, but evolving on another side with a principle which we call consciousness? This, I think, is a helpful suggestion. There may be a time when I can no longer affirm life with respect to this organism. But it does not therefore follow that consciousness ceases. Consciousness is indeed the primary fact of facts. That there are different states of consciousness. That there are differences in the contents of consciousness. There can be no doubt. But whether there is content or no content, no man is in a position to say that consciousness ever ceases.